कुंज बिहाँ हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहाँ हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवारथ हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवारथ हरि यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुन तेरा वन हरि यमुन तेरा वन हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहाँ हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहाँ हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवारथ हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवारथ हरि यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुन तेरा मन चौधरि यमुन तेरा मन चौधरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहाँ जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहाँ हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवारथ हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवारथ हरि य यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वन चौधरी यमुना तेरा वन चौधरी जय राधो माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधो माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी राधे जय राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे जय राधा दमोदर राधा दमोदर राधे जय राधा रामन राधा रामन राधे जय राधा गिरिधर राधा गिरिधर राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परमविचाया श्रोता सत्य शिष्यमा छिला ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी छिले प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परमविचाया श्रोता सत्य शिष्यमा छिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर छिले प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री रूप श्री सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ जी जीव गोपाल भक्त दस रघुनाथ साध गोस्वामी प्रभु की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद सियादैत गदाधर शिव जरि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपा गोपी गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवदान की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री मथुर धाम की श्री माय पुण्यविधिम धाम की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की तुलसी महारानी भक्ति देवी की गंगा यमुना देवी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की श्री श्री गौनीताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल सामवेत भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरुंगा ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 28th chapter, text number 8 to 11. So first I will read text 8, 9, 10 and then together we'll do number 11. Mamapya anugraham Krishna Katum Arjasya Sheshadrik Govindanya Tamesha Piti Te Pitri Vatsala. Translation. O Krishna, O seer of everything, please give your mercy even to me, O Govinda. You are most affectionate to your father. Please take him home. Shishuko vacham evam prasidata krishna bhagavan ishvareshwaraha adavagat sapitaram bandunam chavaham mudam. Translation. Sugadeva Goswami said, thus satisfied by Lord Varun, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of Lords, took his father and returned home, where their relatives were overjoyed to see them. Purport. In this pastime, Lord Krishna gives a sublime demonstration of his position as the Supreme Lord of all Lords. Varun, the demigod of the seas, is most powerful, and he was happy to worship even Lord Krishna's father. What to speak of Krishna himself? Text number 10. Nandastvatindriyandrishta Lokapala Mahodayam Krishna Icha Sannatintesham Gati Bhyo Vismito Bravet. Nanda Maharaj had been astonished to see for the first time the great opulence of Varun, the ruler of the ocean planet, and also to see how Varun and his servants had offered such humble respect to Krishna. Nanda described all this to his fellow cowherd man. Text number 11, we'll chant together. Te chautsukya dhiyo rajan matva gopastham isharam apina sagatim shukshman upadasya dadishwaraha te chautsukya dhiyo rajan Matva Gopasta Misharam Apina Sagatim Sukshman Upadasya Dadishwaraha. तेचाचुक्यादियोराजान् मत्वा गोपास्तमीश्वरम् आपीनासागतिं सूक्ष्मम् उपाद्यसदीश्वरः Sukyam, full of eagerness, dhiyam, their minds, rajan, O King Parikshit, matva, thinking, gopa, the coward man, tam, him, ishwaram, the Supreme Lord, api, perhaps, Na to us, Swagatim, his own abode, Sukshman, transcendental, Upadasyat, is going to bestow, Adishwaraham, the Supreme Controller. Translation and purport by the disciple of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Hearing about Krishna's pastimes with Varun, the coward man considered that Krishna must be the Supreme Lord, and their minds, O King, were filled with eagerness. They thought, will the Supreme Lord bestow upon us his transcendental abode? Purport. The coward man were filled with excitement upon hearing how Krishna had gone to the abode of Varun to rescue his father. Suddenly realizing that they were in fact dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they joyfully conjectured among themselves about their auspicious destination after finishing their present life. Omagyanatimirandasya gyananjansvarakaya chakshuran militam yanam tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोविगंता राधा कंता नमस्ते तत्गंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिय वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च परीतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे So here Sugriva Goswami speaking to Parikshit Maharaj about Krishna's wonderful qualities in Braj. The 10th canto is the most important of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the first part is explaining about Krishna's wonderful pastimes in Braj. And then, of course, Mathura and Dwarka also mentioned. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Kali Yuga avatar. He is no different from Radha and Krishna. So he has established the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names, the mantra Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And so he had instructed and empowered his associates to write transcendental literatures for our benefit. And then he empowered other devotees and especially A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And so by Prabhupada's mercy we are here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And you have the opportunity to take wonderful darshan of Sisi Gonitai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar. And we have the opportunity to every day hear the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, and especially now the 10th canto, so which is and these chapters, and very soon actually next chapter. That is actually the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto also. And the description of the Rasa Leela, Rasa Panchadhyay. So Krishna's pastimes with his most confidential associate, his most exalted associates, the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani. So here, in this, in this chapter, so Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, so he followed Ekadashi Vrat, so in this material world, so some rules and regulations are there, so that the conditioned soul may purify himself and he may be properly situated in devotional service. Krishna is performing his pastimes in Golok Vrindavan, eternally known as Nitya Leela or Ashtakalya Leela, Aprakat Leela, throughout the day and night, and his eternal associates are there with him, performing his wonderful pastimes, which we have to ultimately meditate upon, at least for some time during the day or sometimes in our life. Of course, we also have to meditate on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because without the mercy of Mahaprabhu, and there's practically no chance of being able to approach Krishna, Yashodananda Krishna, and his eternal associates. So, in this chapter here, Nanda Maharaj is an eternal associate and is also always residing in Golok and with all the eternal associates. And then when Krishna becomes present in this world, is coming to this world, his eternal associates are also coming. But it doesn't mean that Krishna is not in Golok, or Nanda Maharaj and the gopis, they are not in Golok. Everyone is there in Golok all the time. They never leave in Golok. At the same time, when the material world is manifest, then they also appear here. And they perform the pastimes of Krishna in each of the universes. And by the Lord's will, because Krishna, so he has his eternal associates, but then the other living entities who are known Nitya Bada and Adikal, Anadi Bada, since the time immemorial they are conditioned. So, but they are also eternal servants of Krishna, since time immemorial actually, but they are in conditioned state. But so they are also here in this world, and so Krishna wants them to join his pastimes. For that purpose, so they have to become purified in their existence, because having come to this material world, then the contamination is there of the modes of material nature, and somehow Krishna, although is perfect and complete in the spiritual world, but still he manifested his material world. That's another pastime of his. And then, so he's coming in this world and performing Prakat Lila, Namitika Lila, so pastimes which we can perceive and which we may see here when one is present at that time. And so these pastimes are then recorded here in the Srimad Bhagavatam by the mercy of the Lord through Sugadev Goswami, Vyasadev, Sugadev Goswami and other great personalities for our benefit, for the benefit of those who by good fortune come to understand that we are now in this human form of life, and we have to try to endeavor to understand our constitutional position, first of all, as Sanatana Goswami showed also, asking, why am I here? Who am I? What is the purpose of life? And then by the mercy of the Lord, through his representative, or by the Supreme Lord himself, as even Mahaprabhu, so he was giving knowledge to the conditioned souls, and then giving the process of how to perform devotional service. So in this world, activities are to be performed for purification of one's existence, so one can understand one's true transcendental nature as the eternal servant of Krishna. And then slowly but surely one can advance in one's spiritual life. So for that purpose, one has to follow Vaidhi Bhakti, the rules and regulations given in the scriptures, given by the acharyas. And so one of the injunctions is that we follow Ekadashi Vrat. So we are fasting on Ekadashi, we are not taking any grains on Ekadashi, and we should reduce the eating, the sleeping. Even it is mentioned, even one should not drink too much water. So for purification, as an austerity, even it is actually good for the body, and not only the spiritual purification of the consciousness, so one may become inclined to serve Krishna, but even according to Ayurveda, it is beneficial if one is fasting sometimes, and especially from the period from Ekadashi till Amavasya, or Ekadashi till Purnima Tithi, then one should not drink too much water. So everything is very scientific, and if we follow, then we can slowly but surely advance in our spiritual life. So Nanda Maharaj was following Ekadashi Vrat, as explained, and as in yesterday's verse also. And then he had to break the fast, known as Paran, and that is in the morning time. But it is very, very technical, sometimes difficult to understand. But the astrologers or the devotee who are astrologically so inclined, who have the knowledge, they will present that That when we have to fast and when we should break the fast. And even some rules are there that, for example, usually follow Ekadashi Tithi Vrat, but sometimes it is not suitable, and then we have to follow on Dvadashi, known as Mahadvadashi. Even it is mentioned Harivasar, the day when we are fasting. Harivasar, on that day Hari is residing. Of course, Krishna is all pervading and he's residing in everyone's heart, and he's all pervading. And everything is included in him. Even it is mentioned in the scriptures that so for every day, every titi, there's a presiding deity. And every paksha, like the bright fortnight and the dark fortnight, is a presiding deity of the Lord. And the name is given also in the scriptures. And for the different month. Now, so we are in, who knows, in which month we are now? Poshmas. And it is also known as Keshav. So even for the different month, there's a name given, like this Damodar Mas. So Kartik Mas, it is known as Kartik according to Sanskrit, but according then to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because Krishna is to be in the center, the name is given Damodar, since almost time immemorial. So Krishna is always in the center. So it is mentioned, according to Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, so that we should fast on Mahadvadashi. And so Harivasar is there. There is two parts of the Ekadashi Tithi and one part of the Dvadashi Tithi. That is known as Harivasar. And we have to follow that. And so sometimes, as explained before, which is very, very rare, that the Ekadashi Tithi was only 8 hours. I mean, practically I never saw that it is only 8 hours. Because I have the Panchang where it is mentioned. Sometimes the Tithis are 12, 14, 16 hours, sometimes 20, sometimes 24, sometimes 26 hours. Not like the day and night. It is changing by 1 minute only. Now sunrise is maybe almost 7 o'clock and sunset will be 5. And tomorrow, day after, slowly, within 2 or 3 days, it will reduce by 1 minute. And we say the shortest day is 21st December. But usually it's not only one day that it is the shortest day and the longest night. Usually it's a few days. Same in the summer, 21st June, the longest day. But actually it is not only one day, it is usually 3, 4, 5 days. Because the sun is reducing and increasing just very, very little. But according to Chandrama, the lunar calendar, it is much more changing very more quickly. Sometimes very long titi, and then after the next day when it is changing, it is shorter and shorter and shorter. So, but 8 hours that it is mentioned here, I mean, in the purport, so the acharyas have mentioned, I hope there's no translation mistake, because it is very unusual, only 8 hours of the titi. But whatever the case, so we have to follow what is mentioned by the acharya, specifically Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So therefore you can see sometimes we are observing Ekadashi and the bridge buses are serving the other day. Because they have a different understanding. For example, they will see the Ekadashi titis today for 12 hours, irrespective when it started. So we follow today. But according to Sanatana Goswami, when the Ekadashi titi is touching the sunrise, then we have to follow. Sometimes Ekadashi Tithi is starting 10 o'clock, like today, and the next morning it will be there till 8 o'clock. So it will touch the Ekadashi Tithi tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, but then Ekadashi is finished already at 8 o'clock. But still we have to observe tomorrow, because it is touching tomorrow's sunrise. And also the Dvadashi is there, one part, so we have to follow. So many things are mentioned, and then it is the 8 Mahadvadashis according to injunctions. We don't want to go into all the details, but just to give you some information. And so Nanda Maharaj, he had some knowledge, and so he was of course trying to follow everything strictly. In Golok there's no Ekadashi fasting, no need to worry there, and you can eat grains every day. And there's no breaking of fast. But in this world we have to. Therefore, we offer to the deities grains every day, even on Ekadashi. Prabhupada in one place, so there's a letter where he was saying, so they were asking Prabhupada, Prabhupada, so on Ekadashi, we should offer to Mahaprabhu? And then Prabhupada is mentioned there, and the letter, if we should offer grains for Mahaprabhu, and Prabhupada said, yes, we offer grains to Mahaprabhu also. But then he said, no, we should offer Ekadashi Prasad to Mahaprabhu. So many places they do, but mostly it is for practical reason. Because everyone in the temple, and sometimes small temple, not many devotees, then what do we do with the Mahaprasad? Here is no problem in India. The devotees are there, the people are there, and not everyone is following. The dogs are there, the monkeys are there. Easy to distribute Mahaprasad, but in the West, you go outside the door, please take some Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad, what is this? Some sweet? Take some sweets. If you don't have a relationship with somebody, you will offer somebody a sweet, nobody will take. But here in India, everyone knows Mahaprasad. Even you don't know person, you say, this is Bhangi Bihari Mahaprasad. Oh yes, sure, I will take. Jagannath Mahaprasad, famous. But in the West, it is not like this. So certainly Prabhupada, he was seeing time, place and circumstances, and then in many places so it was offered to Mahaprabhu the Ekadashi preparations. But here we have, since Prabhupada times, we are offering grains. Because in Italy, the Mahaprabhu also is eating grains. Chawal, every day, rice, and so many sabjis. So we have to follow, of course, Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, and then we try to follow the rules and regulations. So we observe Ekadashi, that is in this world as sadakas. Even in the beginning, actually, Sachimata was also taking grains on Ekadashi. And then one day, Nimai Pandit, at that time was known as Nimai Pandit, also he was known as Vishwambar. The name was given by Sachimata's father, who was a great astrologer. He gave the name Vishwambar, the maintainer of the whole universe. But lovingly he was called Nimai because he appeared under, or the house where he appeared was just under the neem tree. So then the ladies were calling him Nimai. Nimai! Nimai Pandit ki? So he was humbly asking his mother, please, you give me something. In charity, and the mother, whatever you want, I will give you. Please, on Ekadashi, you don't take the grains. You offer the grains to me, and meaning so that you should fast on Ekadashi. And then she was also fasting. So similar here also, Nanda Baba and the Bridge Basis, because it was a custom by the saintly persons to fast on Ekadashi. Vrat, Ekadashi Vrat. Some people say, yeah, we are fasting because Papurush is there in the grain. So if you eat grains on Ekadashi, you're eating sins. That is true for ordinary grains, but not for Mahaprasad. Because we offer to Krishna the grains. And then no Papurush is there in the grains. But it is a regulatory principle amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas to also fast on Ekadashi, out of respect, and also actually to set the example or two, so we can tell others also, you should not eat grains on Ekadashi. So we are fasting for that purpose. So he was also fasting, and he had to break the fast. But then, so it was very short time, and was not exactly sure. And sometimes we have this problem, when to fast, and when to break, different opinions are there. But then we follow the book given by the GVC, by Bhakta Rupa from Bhuvaneswar, that we accept. Although some others, they may not completely agree, even some Gaudiya Vaishnavas, sometimes they have different opinion. So because of the different timings of the different places, and the different process of determining, when to and how to observe exactly. So the point is, Nanda Baba, so he was not exactly sure, And so then, not only went to break, but even, for example, went to take bath. It is mentioned at night time one should not take bath in the holy river. So out of respect, one should not. For example, one should also not pick flowers, leaves, except tulsi leaves you may, because tulsi we worship early morning and we use for the service of the Lord. But otherwise we are not picking flowers or tulsi or any leaves as much as possible at night time. And similarly, we should not take bath in the river, any river, at night time. But of course, just even before sunrise, when it is light, then you may take bath. But even there, some rule may be there that you should not be too early. And so he thought it is right time to take bath, Nanda Maharaj. But then the servants of Varun, they, according to their understanding, he was taking bath too early, and so they captured him, and somehow they brought him to Varundev. But then Varundev, so he's a great demigod and knowledgeable, so he knew that Nanda Baba is the father of Krishna. So therefore he immediately respected him, and then actually he was very happy that Nanda Maharaj is here. And but because he knew that surely Krishna will come and try to rescue him, and surely when Krishna, when the Vrijavasis were saying, "Oh, Nanda Baba disappeared, Nanda Baba disappeared," then Krishna, we saw him, Bhagavan, Sarvagya, he knows everything, but sometimes he's bewildered, also Mugda, by his own internal potency. He knows everything, Sarvagya, but many times he's Mugda, he's becoming bewildered. And he's not playing bewildered, but he's truly bewildered. Just like when Maria Shoda, when he took and he broke the pots and the Damodar Leela, and Maria Shoda was running after Krishna and his stick in the hand. So he was afraid, Mother Yashoda will beat me now. And he was crying. And it's not that, okay, now I'm God, but now I have to show I'm the son of Nanda Baba and Maria Shoda, so I have to cry. No. At that point he was not understanding that I'm Bhagavan by his own potency. He's Mugda. And he's crying. He's crying. And tears are coming from his eyes. But then after, Yashodama catches up and then tries to bind. The other gopis are saying, "Oh, he's afraid of your stick. Don't be so harsh." And he's crying so much. So she's throwing away the stick and then trying to bind Krishna with the rope. And as we know, it was short, two fingers. So that is the endeavor and the mercy. So we must endeavor and then we can get the mercy. And so at that point, when she was taking the rope, then at that point he's Sarvagya, he knows everything. So similarly here, so Krishna is playing with his friends and he doesn't want to know that I'm Bhagavan, and he's not knowing that he's Bhagavan. Just like even, for example, a king may be there, or for the normal people is the king. But then at home, the queen is there and the children are there. And then when he's with them, so he's forgetting that he's the king. And he's not showing, "I'm the king." So similarly Krishna also, for the whole world, is Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Devadev, the Lord of the Lords, the original Supreme Personality of God at the source of everything, seated in everyone's heart, all-pervading, all-powerful, most knowledgeable, most renounced, Sad Aishwarya Purna. But then in the pastime, so with the associates, in Braj only, and that is only in Braj, in Dwarka, he is more conscious and he is more dealing in this way than Bhagavan, and also in Vaikuntha. There is always, "I am Bhagavan and you are my servants," the Vaikunthavasis. But in Braj, just like a king at home or a big man, he has his office or his companies and he has so much money and he's the big boss. But at home, he's simply the servant of the wife and the children. How it is many times. The wife is saying, "I need a new sari. You have to buy me sari." Okay, he has to give the money to buy saris. And the children, "Papa, I want this toy. Okay, and then he has to buy. And he has to do what they want. So, and actually he likes the relationship also. He's still a little bit of boss, but he has also to do what the wife says. There's a Bengali saying, Prabhupada used to, I was saying also, that if the husband is saying, if the husband is doing what the wife is saying, then other people will say, oh, he's henpecked. He's controlled by the wife, what kind of husband he is. He should control the wife. But then the saying goes, but if the husband is not doing what the wife is saying, married life cannot go on. If he's too strong and too strict, then the wife will be very much upset, and then she will cause some difficulty, and then many times then. So that is the Bengali saying, and I mean, mostly we can see that it is true, right? The householders can affirm that. And even sometimes Krishna, he has to do what Rukmini is saying and what Satyabhama is saying. And even Krishna has to do what Srimati Radharani wants. And even it is mentioned sometimes in the Chaitanya Chatamrita that the different kind, Krishna is hero, ultimate hero. Krishna sarvalokaika nayakaha. He's the only hero actually. There's only one hero, that is Krishna. Narayana is a little hero, but real hero is Krishna. And what to speak of this material world here, Bollywood, Hollywood, or football star, cricket heroes. But there's nothing, and only temporary. But Krishna is always a hero. And then the greatest hero. And then the heroines are there, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, Radharani's friends, but even opposite party is there. And so there are even different names for the heroines. So, Abhisarika, one is going to meet Krishna. And then Vasak Saja, one who is decorating the place where they're going to meet. And then Utkantita, very eager to meet. And then after that, and then they're meeting also, but sometimes there's a problem. Krishna, instead of seeing Radharani, is hijacked by the other friends of Chandravali, and then he forgets to go to see Radharani, and then Srimati Radharani's Kandita is broken. She's devastated. She's crying. Oh, Krishna, he has not come. And then, so like this, and others are there. Kalahantaruta, Prosit Bhartrika, and the last is Swadin Bhartrika, the independent lover who is controlling Krishna also. So it is mentioned, see, that sometimes so much controlling that Krishna is like a puppet in Radharani's hands. But he's always Bhagavan, but in the past time, sometimes he's controlled. So that is the situation in this world. So anyhow, so we have to follow the rules and regulations, and we have to try to have a good relationship with everyone. And so Krishna is Bhagavan, but then he's controlled also by his devotees, and there's a loving, wonderful exchange there. And so he's controlled by his devotees' love. And so here in this sense, when he went there to rescue his Bhagavan, and at that time, so by his power he was going there. And so then he rescued, he was worshipped by Varun Dev, and then Nanda Baba he saw, and he was astonished. Wow, so much respect Varun Dev is giving to Krishna. That is amazing. And then he came back, and then he related to his friends. And then for a moment, actually only for a few moments, they were thinking, oh, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, we are so fortunate he's in our midst. And so we are so fortunate, so what will be our destination? Because they also knew that we have to perform devotional service, we have to worship Vishnu or Bhagavan, then we'll get liberated. So they have some understanding, but because of the internal potency, their love is towards Krishna. Although they respect Narayana also, especially in this world, in Prakrit Lila. But they have so much love for Krishna, and more than Narayana, because their relationship is with Krishna. But then just like only persons who become curious to know more about Krishna and what will be our destination, where we will go after giving up this body. So this is transcendental bewilderment by the influence of the internal potency, yoga maya. They're not really aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They're not aware that we are Krishna's eternal associates. Just thinking we are gopas and Krishna is our midst and he's our most beloved and he's the Lord of their life. But they're not understanding that Krishna is the Lord. But only sometimes, for some moments, like here, because seeing Krishna's rescuing Nanda Baba, so they were understanding Krishna must be the Supreme Lord. And so for a few moments, and then they wanted to be blessed also, then Krishna is explained later, then he showed to some, it's only to Nanda Baba and some of the coward men, not to everyone. It's only some, the elders there. So, and even of course we know to Madhya Shoda also he revealed one time, or he showed that he's there as he was stealing one time. Well, the others, they were complaining actually that they was eating mud. And they complained to Madhya Shoda, even Balaram. And Balaram is saying, the elder brother, so he's thinking that he's speaking the truth, Balaram is... and then she asked Krishna. Krishna said, no, I didn't eat mitti, I didn't eat mud, and you can look in my mouth. And he opened, and then she said, okay, yes, open your mouth. And she looked inside and she saw the whole universe, and then she saw Braj also, she saw herself and Krishna. And oh, wonderful, amazing. But then again, then she was covered by the internal potency, and it was just like a kind of dream for her, and she didn't worry about that, and she just wanted to love Krishna and in parental affection. So here at that time, only for some moments, because the cowherd men, I mean, they were mature persons and they were knowledgeable also, and they had heard also that when there was the name giving ceremony was there, and Gargacharya, who was most respected, he was like Jagat Guru. Although in Braj there were two gurus also of the Brijabasis, Baguri Muni and Sandilya Muni. So they were guiding the Brijabasis what to do, what not to do, how to observe Ekadashi, how to do this puja and that, how to do this yagya, or that yagya. So they were guiding. But everyone had so much respect for Gargacharya. And so Nanda Baba therefore was thinking we should call him. And because the relationship is there with Vasudev, they were friends. And but because he was the most exalted of all the Purohits, the priest, Gurujan, Acharya, so he was called, and then he was explaining about Krishna, that is just like the Supreme Lord. And so they remembered that Nanda Baba, because Nanda Baba had told them. And so therefore, so that of course respect for Krishna, and here it came to their mind, he also Garga Muni was saying. So now they're thinking also, he must be the Supreme Lord, or just like, or an incarnation of the Lord, or at least a very powerful personality. One time also, there was a, because almost every day they meet together, like in the temple also, almost every day the president and the manager, they meet together and discuss this problem, this to do, that to do, and that has to be done. So also in the village of Braj, the elders, they were coming together and discussing about this has to be done, that has to be done, or this demon came, that demon came, we have to protect our village and this and that. And then they also remembered one time that, and yes, I mean, but Krishna, and always, whenever, whatever they're discussing, but always he comes back to Krishna. Or Krishna did this, Krishna did that. And then They told the elders to Nanda Baba, well, you're the father of Krishna, yes, but as we know, he's actually a great personality, maybe even incarnation of the Lord. So you should respect him, don't chastise him too much. Okay? So the elders were there. Nanda Baba, he was actually, there were five brothers there. He was the middle brother of the five brothers. And so actually the eldest, usually the system, he becomes the king. When the father leaves this world. So he was actually the king, the eldest brother was the king of Braj. But because everyone had so much love for Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba was therefore very influential, because Krishna was there in his house, and everyone is attracted to Krishna, and going there to see. Then everyone was thinking, actually, Nanda Baba should be the king of Braj. Even the elder brothers, the two elder brothers, they also said, well, Nanda Baba, it's right actually what everybody's saying. My dear brother, although we are elder, but actually you're doing so much seva and Krishna is there and everyone loves Krishna. So I think also you should be the king of Braj. And then finally, because everyone said, then he agreed and he became the king of Braj. And so one time they were meeting, discussing things. And then so the elders also, they were saying to Nanda Baba that you should be a little bit more understanding that Krishna is not just an ordinary child. So you should offer respect to him also. But still you do your duty as his father, but show respect. And Nanda Baba, oh yes, yes, you're right. But then he was thinking, but Krishna then, he's eating with his left hand. Krishna is going to others' houses. Although in our house we have everything. He's going to other houses and he's stealing the butter. And sometimes he's pitching the little children and disturbing them. And so many complaints are coming. So whatever he may be the Supreme Lord or a great personality, but he's my son, he's doing some nonsense, I have to punish him. I don't want to know he's Bhagavan, he's my son, I have to punish him. And everyone, okay, yes, you're right also. So sometimes they come to know that it's Bhagavan, but then after a few moments again they forget. And Krishna is just the son of Nanda Baba, and he's our Prananath, he's the Lord of our life. So these are the wonderful loving exchange and pastimes of Krishna in Braj. So we are very fortunate to be here and discussing the 10th canto. So... we were hearing the bell 9 times. So although the tongue wants to always speak, if we speak always about Krishna, that is all right, but should be no prajalpa. But sometimes, like we say in Hindi, viram dena, vaniko viram dena, we have to tell the tongue or that now it's time to stop. So I'm stopping here. Hare Krishna. I think everything is clear, or any question? Prabhuji has one question here.
Hare Krishna, my obeisances back to you, Prabhuji. Very nice class, enlightening. In regards to Ekadashi Prasada,
yes.
Question. Seeking clarification, please. I believe Srila Prabhupada has said that all Madhavadhis, Janmashtami, Gaurav, etc., princesses of the Lord, the Prasadam should be Ekadashi, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you for confirming. That was
yes. Yeah. Yes. Prabhupada has mentioned actually here 2 times, one time to Burijan Prabhu and one time to Dhananjay Prabhu, who was president, and they told me personally that Prabhupada said on the appearance day of the Lord we should fast. Yeah.
That would include like the appearance of Varadev and other Vishnu.
Well, I mean, we have to be practical, but at least for example the deities we have here, so we are observing Nityananda Tadarshi, Gaur Purnima, Balaram Appearance Day, Janmashtami. So these days we have to follow. But we cannot follow everyone like Varadev appearance and then Buddha, the Dashavatar. Otherwise you're doing a lot of fasting. And then maybe you become weak. Like just before, just Nityananda Tadarshi. And then the day before is Varahad Vadashi. So then if you want to be correct, then you do Nityananda, do you follow Ekadashi? Then Varahadvadashi you have to fast also, and Nityananda Tishitoshi you have to fast also. It's maybe a little bit too much. So it's okay doing the Kadesh and the Nityananda Tavadishi. Unless you're a sannyasi and or you're a babaji and you just you can just hear and chant, and then you don't have to do so much physical work, then you can just take a Kadeshi prasad, no problem. But otherwise, I mean, if one has to do a lot of seva, then he has to take nice prasadam also. So therefore Prabhupada never mentioned that we should follow for Varadev's appearance day, or but just the main appearance day of the Lord, which we are also worshipping on a regular basis. Like if you are in the temple of Sitaram, like in Mumbai or London or even in Delhi, so they have Sitaram, so then you have to also fast on his appearance day actually. And so that is Ram Nomi. But here is an exception, because Prabhupada was very practical and down to earth. And so because the opening of the temple was there, so many people were invited here, and big people, the governor of UP and others, and so anyway, for everybody he had actually grains. Only some devotees, some say Prabhupada was taking a Kadesha Prasad, somebody was saying he was not, so whatever. But usually also, I mean Prabhupada, so he was telling that we should observe. But special occasions, so even for example in the West when Prabhupada started preaching, it was not practical. For example, in the beginning, we know that even on Janmashtami, the night time, everyone was taking whatever was offered to the Lord. Because it was not practical, and how Prabhupada, he was many times cooking himself for the feast on Janmashtami, because the devotees were new, they didn't know how to cook much. So he was cooking the offering, and then how he could do the offerings to the Lord and then also have a Kadeshi Prasad, not possible. So it was practical and everyone was taking grains, but then here in Vrindavan, because then the tradition was there, so he wanted us to follow, and so we are following here.
Thank you.
So as much as possible we have to see time, place and circumstances. At the same time, if somebody is taking grains, I mean it is not just like on Ekadashi, we are following the Acharya, so we are not taking grains. But for example in Radharaman temple, they have this, and they are followers of Gopalbhatta Goswami, those who are doing the seva of Radharaman, the pujaris, on Ekadashi they will offer the bhoga, grains to the Lord, and then they are taking the prasad. On Ekadashi also grains. But all the others are not doing the seva, because they have so many families, they are following Ekadashi. Even you go to Puri, in Jagannath Puri, right? And the pandas there, they will eat every day. They will take prasad. It's Jagannath prasad, and is there in Leela, in Krishna Leela. So there's never any following of Ekadashi. And then they will consider we are entering the Leela of the Lord. So we eat Ekadashi. On Ekadashi, they also take grains, right? So Moriya Baba is there, right? Most of the pandas, they will eat grains. Of course, even sometimes they eat fish, which we should not do, but anyhow, Jal Prasad.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said, Madhav Didi Bhakti Jamani.
Yes.
Jyotave Padana Puri.
Yes. Yes. So we follow Madhava Titi. So Madhava Titi, that is two parts of Ekadashi and one part of Dvadashi. That is known as Harivasa or Madhava Titi. But even the auspicious days which are there, the appearance of Krishna or Balaram and so on, the Vishnu Tattva, then we observe. But we have to have a kind of balance, and we should not be too strict, and also we should not be too lenient, the golden middle way. Don't eat too much and don't eat too little. And don't follow too many rules, and also don't be too lenient. So the middle way. And for example, the appearance day of Rarani or the Shakti Tattva, we don't have to fast. We can take everything. So Rarani is very merciful, and the Acharyas. But for Krishna, so we have to fast. So Madhava Titi. So we'll stop here. Grantra Chimar Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Narasimha Rata ki.
Jai.